to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz, and it's a great joy to share morning devotions with you this morning. I think having confidence in yourself is an important trait, don't you think? I've also got a feeling there are lots of people out there who have shattered levels of confidence, and this has affected their day-to-day lives. And I think there's one word that affects many people, and that word is rejection. In fact, I'd go so far as to say the number one cause of shattered confidence today is rejection. Now, let's talk about it in this way. Again, I want to do it tomorrow, but we've all been rejected in one way or another. It's part of life. You just can't escape it. We might have been rejected by our workmates or our parents or someone in the family might have rejected us. Yes, it's not easy, not pleasant, and it's painful, and of course, it can have a devastating effect. And then I know some people think, well, if I could just be perfect, if I could be Mr. or Mrs. Perfect, then everyone would love me. If I could just be perfect, then everybody would approve of me. Now, just think for a minute, that's not true. The Bible actually shows us that Jesus, he was perfect. Yes, but he was not approved by everyone. Isaiah says, Jesus was despised and rejected by men. That's in Isaiah 53:3. And in John 1:11, it says that his own people, that's the people of Jesus, did not accept him. So, there you go. There are many different kinds of rejection, physical rejection, social and emotional. And then, of course, there is this verbal rejection. For example, you've got no right to feel that way. Or what in the world's wrong with you? Why can't you be more like so-and-so? You've been nothing but trouble since you were born. You make me sick. No wonder you don't have any friends. I can't believe that you did such a thing. And then there's this famous put down, you'll never amount to anything because you don't matter. You see, all those statements I've just said are to do with rejection. They're very hurtful. They're put-downs, and maybe you can identify with one or some of those. In school, for example, you might remember hurtful things said by some of the kids. And we say today that sticks and stones may break my bones and names will never hurt me. But again, that's not true either. Names do hurt. I mean, broken bones can heal quicker than broken spirits. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:18, and Proverbs has such wonderful advice, thoughtless words can wound as deeply as any sword. And again, that's true. It's God's word. Our problem is that sometimes we've been the one that said the hurtful things, and I think we need to ask for forgiveness sometimes for those things. So we've all faced rejection. And for some people, it happens over and over, over a period of years perhaps. And then what happens? We reject ourselves. We reject other people. And then, ultimately, we can reject God because we reject everything else. So the question is, how does God heal the scars that shatter our self-confidence? Well, the Bible says that God heals the brokenhearted and binds up our wounds. That's in Psalm 147, verse 3. So if you've been hurt, that's a verse that you need to write down. God heals the brokenhearted and binds up the wounds. He cares about your hurts. He really wants to bind up the brokenhearted. How does that happen? Well, I think the Apostle Paul knew because he said in Romans 12, verse 2, let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. So it's true, the way you think affects the way you feel, and the way you feel affects the way you act. So it's to do with the mind. If you're acting depressed, it's because you feel depressed. And so you've got those depressive thoughts. But God wants to change us. He wants to set us free, perhaps from the hurts from the past, or the hurts that we've inflicted upon ourselves. And I think he does it through the way we think. Have you ever been to one of those fun houses when you look in the mirror and there's all distortion, you know, makes you bigger or taller or fatter or shorter? And so when you look into a mirror like that at a show or somewhere else, you see a distorted image of yourself. Growing up, and the adults in your life were like the mirrors. Do you know any perfect adults? No. Are you a perfect adult? No. We give distorted images to people, and we grow into adulthood with lies like, you know, you don't matter, you're not significant, and you'll never amount to anything. Well, there it is. I think God says, I want to change all that by changing the way you think. Tomorrow, just take this a little bit further. Well, Heavenly Father, you've made us, and we're glad to be alive to enjoy the fact that you appreciate us and you love us. Help us, Lord, to think of the positives today. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.